current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to News Right Now, the betrayal of Idlib. Since early October, there have been hundreds of airstrikes by the Syrian regime and its allies. These airstrikes are taking place in the rebel-held areas of Hama and Idlib. Innocent men, women and children have fallen prey to these airstrikes, which have dropped bombs over homes, markets and neighbourhoods. Worst of all, the reports of indiscriminate killing are being ignored, as told by doctors on the ground.
Idlib's being ignored. You know, the hundreds of people that have been killed, that I've been seeing myself, the over thousands of people we've been treating, that we've amputated, you know, the newly children that have lost their parents, that are orphans now, have got no one to look after. You know what? None of the outlets, none of the major outlets have given it any serious attention.
Daily life has come to a standstill as residents of Idlib struggle to stay alive. Meanwhile, the surrounding Muslim countries remain silent over the terror that the Syrian regime and its Russian allies reign over Idlib and the surrounding countryside. Idlib suffers the same fate as Aleppo, not because of the might and strength of Bashar and Putin, but because of the refusal of the surrounding Muslim countries to act. Turkish President Erdogan, who claims to support the Syrian people, regularly meets with Putin and even welcomed him to Ankara on the 28th of September with a formal ceremony. This is the fifth time the two have met this year. How could it be that the tough talk and so-called political crisis resulting from when Turkey shot down a Russian fighter jet in 2015 has turned into the two countries having such warm and friendly relations? How could it be that Erdogan, who claims to support the innocent Muslims in Syria, is allying himself with the Russians, who are brutalizing the Muslims in Syria and rescuing the Syrian regime? How can Erdogan welcome Putin, the killer of Muslims in Chechnya, and now Syria? The answers reveal themselves when we listen to the words of Maria Zakharova, the Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman. In resolving the Syrian crisis, we do not look at who says what, but at agreements signed during high-level meetings. We don't look at what Erdogan says, we look at the high-level meetings he conducts with Putin the butcher. We don't look at what Erdogan says, we look at how he strengthens cooperation with Putin. We don't look at what Erdogan says, we look at how he opens Turkish military bases to the coalition of America, and how he cooperates with Russia and Iran. Right now, Turkey and Russia are splitting up northwest Syria, fearing that the sincere fighters will gain ground there. Turkey said it was carrying out a military operation in Idlib and the surrounding areas as part of a deal it reached with Russia and Iran last month to enforce a de-escalation zone in northwest Syria. The questions must be asked: why now? And why not before 500,000 Muslims have been massacred? Why collude with the regimes of Russia and Iran, whose stated goal is to uphold the tyrant Syrian regime? In reality, Turkey's military intervention is not in defense of the Muslims against the Syrian regime. Rather, it is in compliance with orders of its masters. Rather than serving the disbelievers' interests, if the Turkish political and military leadership had sincerely intervened in Syria, the matter would have been settled in less than a day. Jazakumullah khairan for listening, and join us next time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.